Goodbye now.
Do you ever say good morning as a way of saying goodbye?
Not good morning when you're leaving.
You don't say that?
I pace them, going, coming to breakfast. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Uh-huh.
But no, if I just go leave, I say, bye now.
Uh-huh. What about the time when the sun disappears? What would you call it?
Sunset, an evening tide, and there'd be one call for me. And I set out to see. Clear call to me when I set out to sea. Who said that? Who wrote that? Sunset, Tennyson, I think. Sunset and evening tide. And may there be one clear call for me when I set out to sea. I think it's Emerson. I mean Tennyson. Not so sure.
Okay. And what about the day before today? What
yesterday. And tomorrow, and the next day.
Uh-huh. What about, you're talking about the year before?
The year before last, I'd say. 10 years ago, or 5 years ago, 2 years ago.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, let's see.
20 years ago.
What about, you're talking about time is 15 minutes after?
Quarter after.
Uh-huh.
And half pace.
And you tell time on it.
What
do you have any other words for this?
Dial.
Uh-huh.
You call
just
it call the
it.
Dial. Strap and dial.
Uh-huh. That's called
I guess you would call it numerals on it.
But the whole thing is called
a watch. A wristwatch. Yours is.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear anybody use the term or the word for 2 weeks? A fortnight?
Yes.
Do you ever use
that? Visit to go for a fortnight. No, I don't use it, but I know what it is.
Uh-huh. That's kind of an old thing.
Mm-hmm. I told you about the dog truck between the kitchen and dining, didn't I?
That's right.
I thought it was a dog truck. I didn't know that in Central Peak, which, you know, that's really fresh on my mind. I didn't
so
know
you learned something too.
Yes, I didn't like